At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits started just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
All right. Well, welcome to the Viking Press Pass, episode 25. I'm Matthew Nickel, and joining me today from the esports team, John Bolton. So, John, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thanks for having me. I'm looking forward to talking to you today.
Absolutely. Well, I have a ton of questions because I know so little about esports. And I did get a chance to talk with the director of esports yesterday, Peyton Tucker, for a little bit. So he gave me a little bit of background, but it's so new at Augustana that, I didn't even know it existed until I heard your parents talking about it and you guys talking about it during football season. So, let's start with, what really inspired you to kind of play esports at the collegiate level?
Yeah, it's kind of weird for me. I mean, personally, I've played video games my whole life growing up. I always thought I was good, but never played any competitive type of esports. I mean, I played with my friends, play online and stuff. I was better than most of them, but at the same time, I never thought I was anything special. And then, like, speaking of how new it is, I think the team officially became like an organized team my sophomore year here at Augustana. And I saw they had a 2K team, and it was one of the games I was better at growing up. So I was like, you know what? Why not give it a try? And then, so that's kind of how I got into it. I was just like, it doesn't seem like the time commitment would be anything super crazy going on with football and everything. So kind of just went for it and ended up turning out pretty well. So
now, did they kind of pre-identify the games that they wanted? Or, I mean, how did that kind of work out? Because I know there's a ton. There's like Smash Bros. There's League of Legends. There's a lot in there. But kind of what defines what games the team plays?
Yeah, so the way I found out was they posted something on Instagram. I think like the school, Augustana's Instagram account, reposted something. It was just saying they were looking for, like you said, like Rocket League, League players, NBA 2K, Madden. They had a whole bunch of stuff. And then, like I said, 2K, I was always been pretty decent at. So I was like, why not give it a try? But that's where I got my information to start out with.
Now, when you were, originally selected Augustana, football was obviously in the picture, of course. But was there any indication that there was a club, on campus and that kind of helped sway the decision, or any indication when you were coming in? I mean, or was that even something you were considering? It was just more of your sophomore year.
Yeah, it was really my sophomore year. It was like the summer. It would have been the summer after freshman year when they posted about it. And that was the first time I had ever even, I always thought esports was a big thing. Like the NBA 2K league kind of, it started up when I was in high school. So I kind of followed that a little bit, never expecting anything like that to come from it. But then, yeah, it was just really, it wasn't in the plans at all. Football was obviously the big thing, was one of the main reasons why I came to Augustana. But esports, yeah, kind of really just came out of nowhere, blindsided me in a way, I guess.
Hey, that's a happy accident, you know.
For sure.
So how do you kind of balance academic responsibilities? You know, the fall football season, I saw that, you know, Tuesday, it looked like a lot of the games, you know, were scheduled for. Like, how'd you kind of balance the commitment between, you know, two different sports and academics?
Yeah, I mean, my freshman year, I was kind of like just kind of thrown into the fire. My schedule freshman year was kind of tough. So while it sucked at first getting used to everything, at the same time, it kind of made everything easier. So like this year, for example, I have 12 credits in the fall and the spring, so there really wasn't too much of an academic strain from that standpoint. But definitely sophomore year, it was the hardest out of the 3 years that I've been playing. Because like you said, the games are Tuesday nights, usually at 7 o'clock, and we get done with practice sometimes 6:30, and then sophomore year we would have our special teams meetings Tuesday night, so those would go for another 15-20 minutes, so I'd be leaving around 6:50. The game started at 7. And at that time, I was playing down in the facility. So I would be running basically across the parking lot to get to the facility, sit down. I just would, you know, go for it from there. And then luckily after that, like junior year, I was able to play from my room. So that made everything a little bit easier. And at the same time, Coach Ragone moved the special teams meetings to Wednesdays, which kind of helped me out. So I had a couple extra. I could at least shower before I got to play, which is nice. But it was, sophomore year was rough. And then after that, it's kind of gotten a little bit easier, but the balance hasn't been too bad, especially as bad as it sounds. I wouldn't really say I practice too much for esports. What I play for esports was 5-on-5 play now. So I'm controlling the whole team. Usually the only time that I actually do that is when I play esports. Otherwise I'm playing where you control one guy and you play with their friends. So I'll play with a bunch of guys on the team. I was actually playing before this with 4 other guys from the football team. So that's, I guess, my practice for 2K. But yeah, the time commitment in terms of practicing for actual esports isn't, at least for 2K, I know it's not that big of a deal because it's an individual one. I think the Valorant guys and League guys, I know they're in the facility all the time doing stuff. But for me personally, it's not a huge time constraint, except for really the only time that I'm really committing time to it is those Tuesday nights when I have to play.
Yeah. Now, I want to say it was like 2019. I think it was considered a club. And then was it 2021, 2022, something like that, that it was actually formed as like a, you know, acknowledged as a group, you know, on campus. I mean, what's it been like just kind of building the foundation out, you know, being one of the first, you know, to kind of install that as like a formal, you know, formal competitive group, you know, within Augustana?
Yeah, it's actually pretty cool. I mean, Ty Ravelli, I know he was on the esports team, another football guy. He used to tell me because he was on the team when it was just a club. And I guess so the club started, it was just an off-campus house where they had a couple computers set up and the Wi-Fi really wasn't that good. And it was really kind of a janky setup that they had going. But then, as you can see now, you kind of have it in the background of our stream here. The facility they have now is crazy. So you can see the money they put into it. My freshman year, the room that they have now is just a computer lab. I don't think I ever saw really anybody set foot in there. But now you can see they got the nice setup. They got top of the line, everything in there for the guys. I'm sure the Wi-Fi in there is always amazing. So just kind of seeing that, even in my time, I never got to see the original esports house, I guess. Ty would always talk about it and said it was quite a sight to see. But yeah, it's kind of cool just to see how it's grown in the short time I've been here.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk a little bit about the esports facility. I know it's kind of, you know, blocked out a little bit with some of the graphics here, but you know, is that accessible like 24/7? You know, to the esports athletes?
I don't believe so. I think it's open. I think it's open longer than the typical hours for what Bruner's open, but I know sometimes they come in a little bit late and open it up, and then. I know it's actually nice they have like a key code to get in, so it's usually locked at all times unless you have the code to get in, which is pretty nice. It would be nice if the other sports could do stuff with some of that stuff. I don't know if they'd be able to work that into the budget, but that was really cool. I don't think the building's open 24/7 just in terms of they got the bookstore right next to it, so I don't think they want to have people there all the time. But it's open I would say much more than what it needs to be, at least. So it's always fairly available.
Yeah. Now you said you were playing, like you have a setup in your room as well. So do you, I mean, when you're doing and playing some of these games at night, like competitively, are you doing it from your room on campus? I'm not sure if you're in a house or a townhouse or what you're in, but
yeah, so I'm living off campus now. So actually, I mean, you can see this is where I typically will play, is just right here. I just play in my room here. It makes it a little bit easier than having to go all over the place, but that's where I played this year. We're in an off-campus house now. I'm living with Liam Crawley and Eric Mistek. So those are my two roommates. They get to hear me yell and scream and jump around up here when I'm playing my games. But yeah, that's where I was playing this year.
That's awesome. So, you know, I was thinking, I mean, you mentioned a little bit about, like, you know, you don't typically train or have a ton of, like, you know, preparation, but you know, when you think about, like, going into a game, are there certain things that, like, maybe you work on, like, strategically within the game, you know, throughout kind of the year? You know, I don't know if there's a ton of, like, insight to who you're playing, anything like that, but, you know, what kind of strategies around, like, preparation and playing that you work on within, like, NBA 2K?
So it goes off of, like, what the active rosters are. So say somebody gets hurt in real life, they're not going to be in the roster on the game. So I usually go through two or three teams. It kind of changes every year. I know my first year, the only team I've really stuck with consistently has been the Bucks. I use them pretty much every year. And then I've rotated through a bunch of different teams. I've been the Warriors, the Heat, the Suns. So, it goes off of that, just who I like to play. And then at the same time, matchups. If you're playing somebody, like, I know the guy I played in the finals using the Celtics, and I also use the Celtics because they're one of the teams where it's like they're just overmatched compared to any other team. So matchups, I think, is a big thing. It's kind of 2K basketball is nothing like real basketball. I played basketball in high school, but I'm a little guy, so, you know, real basketball is not really in the cards for me. Virtual basketball is kind of my thing, but matchups are the biggest thing. So, you know, if you get a team that has a high overall center and you don't have a center, you're just going to get scored on in the paint the whole time. So kind of basing my team off of, you know, what the other teams picked, or there's been a couple weeks where after they're usually 3-game series. So after the first game, I know if I'm going to beat this guy or not. So maybe if I win the first game, I've had a couple games where I won by 60 or 70 points. And I was like, all right, I don't need to use a team I know I'm good with. Let me try out this other team, see if maybe there's something on this team that I'm lacking on another team. So that's kind of what I do week to week wise. But other than that, yeah, just really, you can pick whatever team you want. There's really no rules for, like, if you can use one team for 2 games, one team for 3 games, whatever. You can use whatever team you want. It could be the same team versus the same team. So in that aspect of things, you know, it's not really too regulated, which I think it would kind of be better if it was. But yeah, so just, I would say that was a big thing, just matchups really.
Yeah, I was curious. I had a few questions that you just kind of answered there around, you know, can you guys play as the same team? You know, do you like to be committed to one team or not? You know, do you kind of play around, you know, with one here or there? You know, do you ever know, you know, who the other player, you know, is going to typically use ahead of time? Or is it really like, you know, similar to like Xbox Live where you get on, you're just matched up, and then you pick and select and do some of that stuff and kind of go?
Yeah, it's more like that. I mean, when you get into the playoffs and you play somebody for the second time, you kind of have an idea of who they're going to play. But typically, I mean, especially with football and stuff, I really get in, I shower, and I sit down at 6:57. I don't really have time to look and see who this guy's played, what his record is or whatever. I'd kind of just see his name and then go from there. But yeah, like the preparation in terms of what team they're using, I mean, unfortunately, there's not really much you can do with what team they're going to choose. So it's kind of just, it is what it is. But yeah, there's not too much in terms of that.
Is there a team you like it when someone chooses? Like, I was always a big fan of when I play Madden, I hope someone picks the best team on there, because then I like to pick someone who's, like, you know, who I know and play with a lot, regardless. It's maybe, you know, a high 70, you know, team rating, and be able to, you know, to kind of beat the brakes off of them is a lot of fun. You know, is there a team when you play someone, you're like, they pick it and you're like, oh, well, of course, they're the best team. But you also like, and do you enjoy that, you know, to kind of
Definitely. There's guys that there's some teams where pretty much the biggest thing for me is shooting threes in 2K. That's really all I do. So whenever there's I play against a team, like I love playing against the Timberwolves because they have Rudy Gobert who can't shoot any threes. So I really only have to play defense on four guys and I can control the other guy, do whatever I want. So whenever I play a team that has a center that can't shoot threes, I know I'm pretty much going to win the game. That's another thing I base my team off of. I never have a guy on the floor that can't shoot threes. So there'll be some times where, like, say I'm using, if I were to use the Timberwolves, like Rudy Gobert would never be on the floor for me. Like Naz Reid, I would start him over Rudy Gobert, and Rudy Gobert might play 2 minutes in the game. So just kind of things like that. But definitely when there's guys that, like, I'm a big LaMelo Ball fan, and he's pretty good in the game. So I like to use the Hornets, but the Hornets are, the rest of the roster is horrible. So, you know, there's sometimes where, like those games I talked about where I'd be winning by a whole bunch, whatever, the first game. Maybe I'll use a team that I wouldn't use against somebody that's better at the game. Just it's a little bit more fun for sure.
Yeah. That's interesting. You brought up, like, you know, adjusting some of the lineups, because a lot of times, especially when I was playing Madden constantly, I mean, when I was at Augie, I played it religiously, and then basically until I had a family, put it that way.
Trying to lose weight? It's time to try Hers. At forhers.com/foryou, you can access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss treatments tailored just for you. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
I played a couple of games, you know, a night and got really good, but the same thing where it's like I would go through my defense, I would set up different corners, safeties, you know, and you had to do it within like a minute. You know, when you hit your the time to pause it, you basically have a minute to make all your changes, you know, and I would go all the way down through, move your receivers around. You know, you get pretty good at knowing what type of like offense you want to run and how you want to just, you know, ultimately play the game. And NBA, I didn't get a ton into it. We played it. We played a decent amount. I had a basketball player I lived with my junior year, and they were big in playing that. But I was always a big fan of like the old like NBA Live. That was always really good games. But now when you're doing these matchups, I mean, how does the matchup work? Like, are they hosting it somewhere? So like, do you have to log in to like a certain like server? Like, how does that work?
Yeah, so it's just on the ECAC website. So it kind of, as the season progresses, you play people with the same record as you. So you win your first game, you're gonna play somebody that's 1-0, 2-0, same thing as you go on. So I ended up going 6-1 in the regular season. But yeah, so just the setup is just you sign up on the website, they have a little chat you go on to, you can type and see whatever, you know, like some people are like, hey, how's it going? Whatever. They say good game afterwards. But some people just go in, put their username in. Then once you got the username, put it on the game. You play your two or three games, and then you go back to the website and you take a picture of the score. So then they know you're not lying about the scores or whatever. You upload the scores and the picture, and then that's pretty much it. And then in terms of the playoffs, the same format. You do your stuff, plug in your scores, and then the bracket usually updates pretty quick, so you know who you're playing the next week. But that's just how all that works.
Now, you mentioned the ECAC. There's also, the NSCC, I believe?
Yeah, there is.
What's the difference between those two?
I think the main difference is the games they have. I believe the ECAC is the only one that has 2K. I don't think the other one does. And then I know there's higher ranks for certain games, like I think we have two or three Valorant teams, a couple Rocket League teams. So I think some of the higher level teams play in I don't know which one's which, but I think that's what the big difference is between the two of them.
Got it. Yeah, I was when I was talking to Peyton Tucker yesterday, the director of esports, again, trying to understand this a little bit more. You know, there's a Midwest, there's an A, there's a B, there's, you know, the top four from each, you know, go on to play in the playoffs. There's like a Great Lakes, you know, type of conference that they set up. Mm-hmm. Whereas like the ECAC, you know, it's essentially like everyone together. So, you know, even trying to understand like what's unique about it, right, is like it's not affiliated with NC2A. So there is no governing body, essentially. It's just the, you know, those sites or platforms that, you know, kind of host it. You know, when I, because I was also trying to understand like Discord and how do you guys use Twitch? And so, so you go on the site and you do that. Is there an opportunity for like people to watch it all? And how can someone like, you know, follow and kind of watch the games if you can?
Yeah, so I think it's kind of just left up to the players. I know my sophomore and junior year, I streamed a couple of them because my grandparents like to watch, so I'd stream those. But this year, I didn't set it up or anything. I think it's really, I played against a couple of guys. They set up some streams, but it's really, I think it's just up to them if they want to stream or not. At least for the 2K, the 2K sector, I think Valorant, they might stream stuff like every week. I know we have an Augie Esports Twitch page, so I think they stream a bunch of different stuff all the time on there. I don't really follow it too much, to be completely honest with you, but I know for myself personally, yeah, I would just start up the stream when I started playing, and then that's how it went for me.
Now, is there like a varsity roster, you know, for like NBA 2K? Because I saw a couple years ago, it was you and there was another student, you know, that was kind of on the schedule. You know, is there like, hey, I'm the starter, there's a JV squad. I mean, is there something like that around like a pecking order?
I don't think there's really like a hierarchy system really in place. I think it's kind of just, we're both, like you said, it's not regulated. So it's whoever's in, it's in it. I think like for me, I've done fairly well over the past couple of years. The other 2K guys, they haven't been terrible. They've done all right, but I haven't, there's nothing really put in place. Like say, I'm 6-0, the other Augie guys 6-0, we would play each other. I don't think there's like a division discrepancy between like teams or anything like that, at least for 2K.
Got it. Okay. Now, is there a specific platform, you know, you have to play on some of these games? Like NBA 2K, I mean, is it pretty like system agnostic that you're playing on? I mean, how does that kind of work from your perspective?
I think for 2K, it doesn't really matter. I know they have cross-platform. So like I play on PlayStation, but I played guys on Xbox. I don't know if PC is in the 2K spot. I know PC's big for all the other stuff, Rocket League, Valorant, League. I know those are all huge PC stuff. So I think those are probably more heavily based than the PC, but I think the sports game are more so on the consoles, Xbox and PlayStation. And now they're all cross-platform. That's another thing. My sophomore year there was a PlayStation division and then a Xbox division, and now it's all just one big one. So it kind of went from like, I don't know, there's maybe 100 teams now. I don't know how many teams there are in total, but definitely increased the competition when they brought cross-platform into it.
Now, when they're, so let's say, you know, you're playing like one of these, you know, games we're down here against, you know, Husson University. You know, when you log in, are you logging in directly then through your PlayStation, or are you logging in through your PC?
I'm just going through my PlayStation. Everything's through my PlayStation except for uploading the scores and then talking to the guy. So sometimes it's Discord. Like if you want to reschedule a match, usually they'll go through Discord and message you. But there's like an active chat that you have pretty much like, I guess I would say like a scoreboard, like for a typical sport, it's basically what it is. But yeah, really you just do that. And then you friend them on your console, you play on the console, take the picture, and then you upload it to the computer. So I don't really do too much on the computer in terms of actually playing or anything like that.
Got it. Okay. Interesting. Because I'm trying to think, like, you know, if you're on PlayStation or on Xbox, like, how do you guys connect? But I mean, is it really just like the gamer tag or something like that that you can search within it? And even if they're on Xbox, it'll still show up?
Yeah, so that's what the cross platform is now. So like my sophomore year, that you wouldn't have been able to do that. They didn't have it in the game, but now they have it. So you just search the username, they add you, and then you play the game, and it's really, really easy to do.
Yeah, okay. That's super cool. I mean, you know, I think about like I've always been a big Xbox person, but primarily is because of the online platform. You know, they were kind of the leader in it, you know, kind of early on and being able to do some of that stuff. So, but I mean, gosh, we're talking 2005, I think. So it's been a hot minute, but I added onto the screen here. So your gamer tag is Mr. Clean. So I took your sophomore football picture and wireframed it up there a little bit just because I thought it was, I don't know if that's where you got it from, but I thought it was pretty cool. So, you know, how'd you kind of come up with that name?
Yeah, so it's kind of like, it's off of what the haircut was at the time, but it's just kind of a weird mix. So I knew I was going to be joining the team. I had a username that it would have been fine, but at the same time, it didn't seem too appropriate to be. If the school ended up posting anything, you know, I wouldn't want that name. So I figured I might as well change it to something. And I just happened to be bald at the time. So it kind of went perfectly. You know, I just, Mr. Clean kind of popped into my head one day. I made the change and then that's what it was. So I currently have hair, you know, I'm trying to hold on to the little bit I have left with this great hairline I've been blessed with. But so that's where the name is. I haven't changed it since, but that's where it originated from.
No, that's pretty cool. I mean, I kind of made an assumption, and I was like, I need to pull up something and see if your sophomore, you know, football picture I could move to like an outline. So I spent a lot of time actually on that little graphic. So, I mean, it served well. I mean, I think like Mr. Clean, like it's, you know, it's super clean. Let's be that way. Yeah, but it's also pretty cool because it's like, you know, you've been a 3-time, you know, national champion, a runner up. You know, what's that been like? I mean, you know, you said, oh, I'm not really sure like where I fit skill wise kind of within the game. You know, 3 years later, you've got 3 banners, you know, hanging up there. You know, what's that journey just been like to be kind of at that level?
Yeah, it's really honestly quite crazy. Like you said, I kind of joined and I was like, you know what, I'll try it, why not? I'd always thought that I'd been decent at the game, but I'd never played competitively, and then 3-time national. I mean, I don't know what it is. When I get into the championship game, I'm 0-9 in the 3 series. I haven't even won a game in any of the championship series, so there just must be some curse put on me, I guess. I can't win the big one, but it's been pretty cool. Especially when I first started, when I did the national runner up my sophomore year, you know, I'd go out to wherever, I'd be walking to class with someone, would be like, wait, you're the 2K guy. And it's like, yeah, it's just kind of funny how things have gone as I've gone throughout my time at Augustana. You know, definitely coming in out of high school, I wasn't planning on being NBA 2K national runner up, I guess. That really wasn't on the bingo card for me, but it ended up working out. So. No complaints.
Now, what'd your parents say when you're joining the esports team?
Well, they were, my dad was like, really, like, this is what you're doing. And then my mom was like, my mom loved it. She thought it was awesome. You know, she posted about it on Facebook all the time. She likes to brag about me and stuff. So they thought it was cool. I mean, growing up, I was playing video games in the summers. I would be up till 5 or 6 a.m. getting yelled at when I'd be going to bed. My parents are going to work. You know, that was always fun to be dealing with. But now they look back and they're like, well, I guess, you know, it all wasn't a waste of time because it ended up working pretty good for me in college, which it's kind of funny. But, you know, I guess it's just kind of how it goes. Like video games in general are kind of way bigger now, especially for my generation. I guess kids younger than me too, I think video games are just like absolutely enormous. And then for them, you know, my dad played a lot of video games, kind of similar to you, before he had a family. So he always, you know, he'd try and play every now and then, but it wasn't, try to go easy on him, but you know, it is what it is. So, but yep. they've supported me with everything. So, you know, they, at first they were kind of just like, they're like, really, like, this is what you're doing. But now they're, they're fine with it. So
I remember, you know, there was a post of maybe a few weeks ago, you know, that your mom had posted on Facebook, similar just around like, you know, after the fact, 3 years later, it's like a, you know, 3-time national champ runner mm-hmm. up. And just, you know, you could just hear like how proud she was. And it is super cool. I mean, there's a ton of skill and dedication to it. And I think it's just super cool because it's such a new concept, you know, to many parents, and really just, it's just a new concept in general. You know, it's probably, you know, really esports. It's like, I don't know, 10 years old, maybe something like that. Mm-hmm. So super, super cool. I know when I was telling, my, boys, Wyatt and Cooper last night about it. And, you know, I said, oh, by the way, I heard, you know, North, which is the high school over here we're affiliated with, you know, has an esports team. And my son Wyatt's like, that's what I'm going to do. And, you know, my, you know, Cooper's like, do they have Minecraft? And I'm like, I don't know, buddy, but, you know, I was like, I know they have Super Smash Bros. And you guys like that. Mm-hmm. Oh, we gotta play it a little bit. And so, it's a lot of fun. I was like, well, maybe you can, you know, you can ask your mom for an extra half hour a day for screen time. Mm-hmm. You know, it's towards your future. So super cool. But, now, you know, a little bit differently academic wise. I mean, you know, let's shift that direction. I mean, you're a finance major. You know, what kind of interested you in going the finance route?
Yeah, so I'm actually double majoring in finance and business management. So I got both of those. And it also, August is just great. It worked out. I have an accounting minor also. So I kind of got my feet wet with a little bit of everything. But yeah, coming in, I was kind of stuck between if I wanted to go the business route or do the typical history teacher, football coach kind of thing. So I kind of decided after, you know, if I wanted my summers to be free, which they weren't going to be if I was a football coach anyways, that was kind of the big deciding factor for me, just to go with business. I've did that after my freshman year, you know, I've loved it. That's what my senior inquiry class is right now. We're in a business simulation. So, picked those two, kind of stuck with them, and I'm really liking them so far.
Is the, business inquiry your, J term that you're doing?
Yeah. It's my J term class.
What is that J term class kind of set up like, and what do you guys expect to, you know, have done after like 4 weeks?
Yeah, so it's a business simulation pretty much. So it kind of is going through the like every aspect of running your own business. It's so everyone's in the same universe is what they call it, but we're all running different bike shops. So it's there's some new development technology where we can 3D print carbon bikes. So my group is actually Tristan Carone and Jack Serta. So we got some more football guys in the in my group that were running the business. But so right now I think we're in quarter four after the first week. We're just kind of trying to upscale the business. So we're looking at everything, marketing, advertising. You got to go through HR, pay the employees. We had a scare. We had one media outlet say we were running a sweatshop. So we got to kind of, you know, get that squared away in the next quarter. That was kind of a not good in our last run of the simulation, but it's really cool to see everything. We actually have there's some alumni and local investors and things like that. They're coming in as venture capitalists, so it's kind of a good networking event, and at the same time it's just nice to get the real world experience of talking to people like that. The class overall, we've only been in it for a week, but it's been really, really interesting, and like I think it's helpful for any future career if you're looking to do in the business. And at the same time, I think it's a little bit easier doing it this way than if we had to do it throughout the whole semester, because we have the 3-hour period. So we can really sit down and look at everything for each quarter, as in terms of if our class was an hour and 15 minutes, you know, we'd be able to look through maybe one or two of the 6 segments that we have for each quarter. So it's been really enjoyable so far, and I'm looking forward to the rest of it.
Now, when you were setting that up, setting up the business, like, did you have to make a determination of like, all right, we're setting it up out of a particular state or anything like that?
Yeah. So we actually, it's regional. So there was, I think we had 4 options. It was like New York, Amsterdam, Rio, and Bangalore. So it's kind of like through our business plan, we started in New York and now we've expanded to, I think, two other continents. So we've kind of gone all over the place, but it's really, especially with it being the J-term class, we only have the 3.5 weeks or whatever. It's really fast paced. Mm-hmm. But so yeah, we kind of, our company name is Sunday Pedals. We're looking to give you like a relaxing, you know, bike experience for the family. That's our kind of our mission statement, stuff like that. And then, but we're selling, I think our cheapest bike's maybe $1,100. So, you know, in terms of a nice family friendly bike, it's a little unique, but in the universe we're in, it's working out for us pretty well. So
nice. Yeah. You gotta pay attention to those labor laws. Tell you what, they'll look yeah. at you. So, now did you do an internship this past summer at all?
Yeah. So this past internship, I got to intern at Westfield Country Club in Westfield, Ohio. So I got to go out of the state, which was actually really nice. I got to live on site there and then everything was just great. Everyone I worked with was great and it was a great experience.
What'd you do for that internship?
So it was just a golf operations internship. I'm looking okay. to become a PGA professional, kind of is what I'm trying to do after school. So the internship kind of has lined me up pretty well. Currently, I have 3 offers out of the 3 interviews I've done, and I have a couple more interviews I'm looking to do. So not exactly sure where I'm going to end up, but the internship definitely helped me out for whatever I've done. Whenever I go into an interview and kind of talk about that experience, especially just the prestige of the club along with everything else on my resume. I actually have esports on the resume. It's kind of, if the conversation gets a little stale, you know, I throw that in there. But yeah, it was awesome last summer.
Now, why'd you pick PGA, like operations? Why that specifically?
Really, really weird. So COVID obviously was a big thing for everybody, but it was my senior year of high school. So no football in Illinois in the fall. Figured, you know, why not? I'll join the golf team. And then ever since then, really, golf has been like my passion. It's what I really love to do pretty much. You know, if I get free time, I'm not playing video games. I'll be watching Good on YouTube or some golf something. But golf is just what I really like to do. And then obviously with the business management and finance, that kind of background, it kind of just lined up well for me being able to do something that I think I'd enjoy at the same time while using like the skills I've learned at Augustana and just combining those into one big thing.
Yeah, no, that's super cool. It's interesting just to see like, you know, certain, you know, different experiences kind of throughout life and how they drive you to, you know, certain aspects. And, you know, the PGA operations is, you know, it's very specific. So, mm-hmm. So that's pretty cool. Now do you have any plans to, you know, try and compete and do anything in the esports side of things? Like, you know, still afterwards or?
Not really. I think I'll probably just go back more towards the, you know, play with my buddies. Hopefully, you know, some of the guys, when they're done with practice, maybe I'll be getting off of work and we can still play together, do some stuff like that. But in a competitive sense, most likely not.
Now I see you have a fishing pole back there.
Yeah. It's, so, you know, I didn't know where else to put it in the room. So I figured I'd keep it out of the way from all my other roommates. But
what have you gotten a chance to get out and fish much around here? Or?
Yeah, during camp, you know, when we have a couple hours off, sometimes me and a couple of the guys will go. We only have really 2 or 3 spots we go to, but, you know, I mean, I'm not the best fisherman. I like to fish. I don't really catch too much, but I just like to go out, you know, throw it out in the water and see what happens. But there's a couple guys on the team. They're a lot better than me, but I just like to go out there and do it.
What do you typically try to fish for? Just whatever bites.
Whatever will bite. Yeah, whatever will bite. You know, I like to think that I'm going to, you know, catch a big 4 or 5 pound bass. You know, I'll throw a jig out there for a little bit. Then I'm like, all right, I've had enough. Let me get my worm out. I'll throw a bobber out there and sit there, you know, maybe have a beverage or two while my friends are throwing their mm-hmm. stuff out, trying to get their fish. And I wait for my little bluegill to come in and I take it off the hook. But yeah.
Well, once it warms up a little bit, when I get my boat out, we'll have to, go do some fishing. There's a couple of really good lakes around here.
For sure.
There's one Lost Grove up in Eldridge. You know, that's a pretty good one to go for like, crappie. And there's some bass up there. Then, you know, about 40 minutes away or so up in, right outside of Solon, Iowa. Lake McBride, that's a really good one. You know, and get some good walleye and kind of go there in the evening, get some, you know, some of the wipers will be hitting around like 6:30. So that's a lot of good. There's one down in Burlington I haven't hit yet. I keep hearing about that has, Lisa, you know, fishermen always lie regardless, but, you know, but I heard there's some, you know, pretty good sized bass down there. So I've been wanting to go down there here in the spring and hit that up. So we'll have to, get a couple guys and go spend a few
definitely
hours.
Yeah. So there's a bunch of guys that I know would love to do anything like that. They just like to go out and do it. Some of them are like me. Some of them are actual fishermen that know what they're doing, but definitely. Yeah. For sure.
Well, I got enough stuff to make it look like I know what I'm doing. So he's worst case. Well, awesome, man. Well, hey, it's been a great time connecting with you here. You know, I appreciate you doing it and kind of helping put, you know, Augie Esports, you know, again, just continue to promote that. And, you know, I know there's, you know, the Battle of the River is coming up, I think in March. So, you know, I'll be curious to kind of come in and check that out. I was invited to come over and do that. So I was actually talking to the director Peyton. It's like, can we do something kind of live there while it's going on, you know, for a few hours? That'd be kind of neat too. So see if we can make the timing work. Now, do you have a spring season coming up then too? Or
there is a spring season, but I'm kind of up in the air if I'm going to do it or not. Kind of 2K gets a little stale for me. I mean, even at this time of the year, I don't really play too much. I kind of go back to the football game now that I'm not actually playing football. So especially with NCAA coming out, I'm really up in the air if I'm going to play in the spring or not. But there is a spring 2K season, so we'll have to see what I end up doing.
Okay. Gosh, I've been wanting to go buy the new Xbox just so I can, you know, I have, you know, whatever the last one is, but that I can play. Cause my console won't play college football, you know, on it. So, and I'm like, should I go get it? I should just go buy it so I can jump on and show you boys how to play.
Yeah, definitely.
Well, John, appreciate you again, man, jumping on. You know, it's been a ton of fun. And we'll talk to you here soon.
Yeah, sounds good. Thank you, man. This is awesome. I'm glad you're doing this. I'm looking forward to keeping up with you guys next year.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Hey, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate it.
Sounds good. Have a good one.
Weight loss solutions are not one size fits all. Hers makes it simpler to get started and stick with a weight loss plan backed by expert guided online care that puts your weight loss goals first. These include oral medication kits or compounded GLP-1 injections. Through Hers, pricing for oral medication kits start at just $69 a month for a 10-month plan when paid in full upfront. No hidden fees, no membership fees. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hers brings expert care straight to you with 100% online access to personalized treatment plans that put your goals first. Reach your weight loss goals with help through Hers. Get started at forhers.com/foryou to access affordable, doctor-trusted weight loss plans. That's forhers.com/foryou, forhers.com/foryou. Paid for by Hims and Hers Health. Weight loss by Hers is not available everywhere. Compounded products are not FDA approved or verified for safety, effectiveness, or quality. Prescription required. Restrictions at forhers.com. Apply.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.